Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is entirely conceivable this fall. Testifying by video call to a Senate hearing, the NIH veteran said states reopening too quickly could make that outbreak worse.
If that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney's contradicting President Trump's claims about success in making more virus testing available, saying he finds the U.S. testing record, as Romney puts it, nothing to celebrate whatsoever. U.S. cases have now exceeded 1,350,000, with more than 80,000 deaths from the virus. Some Democrats in the House are not ready to back a new coronavirus stimulus package yet. Progressive leaders say they need more time to go over the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate says he's pleading with President Trump to listen to the science before agreeing to reopen the country. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking to reporters at the Capitol yesterday, saying that the president needs to listen to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
President Trump, listen to Dr. Fauci. Follow science, not your ego. Get this done, and we'll all be better off.
Forecasters say the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season could hit Florida and the Bahamas this weekend. Actually, ahead of the season, as the National Hurricane Center says, there's a 50% chance that a storm could develop in the next 5 days, which would be weeks before the official Atlantic hurricane season starts on the 1st of June. Bigamy has been decriminalized in Utah, a new law taking effect that reduces the penalty for bigamy from 5 years in prison to a $5,000 fine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Special elections in Wisconsin and California looking good for Republicans. The GOP held the seat that former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy vacated last year as State Senator Tom Tiffany beat Democrat Tricia Zunker. In Southern California's 25th Congressional District special election, Republican Mike Garcia holds a 56-44% lead over Democrat Christy Smith in a bid to retake a seat that was held by former first-term Democratic Representative Katie Hill. Kara Eastman won the Democratic primary in Nebraska's 3rd District, and she'll now challenge Republican Congressman Don Bacon. The mother of a Georgia man who was shot and killed while jogging says the men charged with his death deserve to be executed. In an interview with TMZ, Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says she would like to see Travis and Gregory McMichael sentenced to death, and she said that because her son died, they should as well. Arbery was shot and killed while simply jogging by a home in Brunswick, Georgia, in February. And a restaurant in Virginia plans to fill all of its tables when it reopens this weekend while still maintaining social distancing. The Inn at Little Washington will seat groups of mannequins to make the 3-Michelin-star restaurant feel full. The chef says he's always had a thing for mannequins because they never complain about the food. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Objective, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we need to keep focused on. Keep our eye on the ball. Forget about all this excess noise that's taking us away and, promoting fear more than anything else. I mean, to what end, you wonder, and I don't blame you. I question the same thing as well, and these are people that the media continues to give place when, you know, their credibility, I believe, has been so compromised. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we have with us our good friend, Dr. Gerard Lamero. Dr. Lamero, I mean, you know, this is one of the things, and Dr. Lamero represents this. You know, I firmly believe that people who have been spot on, you know, and have credibility when you're talking about numbers and you're talking about models, they're the ones that should be given place. Not people that you happen to be somewhat vaguely familiar with or you see on the news, and then you start attributing what they've said with the outcome, and you see that there is a disconnect or inconsistency or something that may compromise their credibility. And but for some reason, the mainstream media wants to bring them back in the fold. Now, I will tell you, Dr. Lamero was less than a handful, and I mean this with all due respect, less than a handful of the modelers and statisticians out there that predicted Donald Trump to win the presidency of the United States. Okay, so that in itself should cause you to take notice that when Dr. Lamero speaks, he does so from a, and this wasn't just something lucky that he stuck his finger up in the air and says, well, okay, everybody is picking Hillary Clinton, you know, 90 million to one, so I'm just going to be antithetical and choose Donald Trump just to be ornery. That's not the way Dr. Lamero works. He is true to his discipline and to his science and his modeling, and he knows and respects his credibility, and so do people, increasingly so, because when he says something, it actually happens. And I come from a business world that your measure is based on not only your prediction, but actuality. A lot of people have a lot of hope and potential, but if you can't deliver on the goods, then what is your value to the marketplace? All that being said, with a long introduction, you know why I care so much about Dr. Lamero, and I'm always honored to have him on the show. Gerard, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, it's great to be back with you. You have a phenomenal show, seen really across the country.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate it, because we're working hard to, you know, pursue truth and be that, you know, kind of bastion of and source for truth, because, you know, right now, in light of the information age, people are more interested in clicks and getting attention than they are in making sure that what people are receiving with the information that they're disseminating, that they're all the better for it. My hope is that people who listen to the show and listen to any segment, that they are encouraged, that they are enlarged as a result of the experts that we bring on the show. So we're not into 8-second sound bites. We're not into a bunch of fluff and deception just to get clicks and attention. We want to make sure that we're giving people the best that we can offer, you know, with the experts like yourself. And one of the things that particularly that I've been eager to want to talk to you about is these models again, this information that's out there that really is confusing people. And I think it's angering Americans. And this is why they're finding themselves, protesting at the Capitol State buildings of their respective states. And rightfully so, because they're saying, look, at you predicted all this doom and gloom. It's not happening. And we have, 6-8 more weeks of information under our belt. And it's not coinciding with all the, you know, fear information that you've shoved down our throats to cause us to leave our jobs, to leave our families vulnerable because I'm unemployed, and all the sacrificing we're going through, and for what purpose at the end of the day?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I did my own, I am a modeler. You said that accurately. 2016, by the way, I not only predicted the election, I predicted every state. Every state Trump carried, I had exactly right.
So you had to show, you had to show off, didn't you?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I do it differently, because most people do it as a national election, but it really isn't. It's truly an election state by state, and in two states, Maine and Nebraska, it's by congressional district, the way they state law works. And so you actually have to model over 50 different elections, because D.C. is an election, too, so that's an extra one there.
Yeah.
And then those congressional districts. But anyway, right.
Well, wait a minute. Hang on just a minute, because I want people to understand what you just said to them and why it's so important, because when they get general polling information, it is not drilled down to the level in which you're doing it, because when everything has to be processed through an 8-second soundbite, they're not going to give you all this detail. They're going to give you a general estimated overview, and this is why people were, you know, among other reasons, but basically why people misread the tea leaves and thought that Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in.
Well, sure, because you have a whole lot of votes, some of which are questionable on the east, on the west coast in California, which gave Hillary the lead, but in 49 other states, she didn't have quite the same leverage in terms of popular vote. But really, that doesn't matter, because the Electoral College was set up by the Constitution to allow all states to have some power. We don't want to just have New York and California determine who's the next president.
Exactly.
And so there's an Electoral College, and I model by state, and in the two states that divided up by congressional districts, I model those as congressional districts. That's Maine and Nebraska. And so altogether, you have all of these different elections, over 50, because there are over 50 states plus those congressional districts. And let's face it, that's a different thing than taking this overall sample of 2,000 phone calls across the United States. And incidentally, there are a lot of other issues, too, with how those polls are done, the underlying models they use. And in my book, More Great News for America, you might remember that I actually went through why polls aren't as accurate as forecasting.
Exactly. Well, the other thing you run into is that, like the polling right now that has Joe Biden up by, 6-8% over Donald Trump. Well, that is that accounting for the Electoral College vote, or is that just a general overview of the voters?
Well,
and even then we find out that it's mostly Democrats and it is an even split between Republicans and Democrats.
There's a whole laundry list of problems with those polls. I would put zero stock in them. And in terms of those states that they're saying, you know, swing states that they're giving to Biden, I show them all as going to Trump. And so So that's what my forecast model rates those polls.
But again, see, the mainstream media has their showcase and their billboards up there showing that this is what's happening. And, you know, maybe that's good and bad for Donald Trump, because bad in as much as that some people believe those polls, even though they've proven time and again not to be valid and not to be very accurate, and good in as much as that the people find it to be so incredulous that they're fighting back. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. I thought you were going to break because I heard the music.
Yeah, we are in about 15 seconds, but I was going to give you a chance to summarize the point. Yes.
Yeah, there's several problems with those polls, how they sample, the subgroups they do, how they do it. It's not nearly as accurate as the forecast model.
We've got more from Dr. Gerard Lomero. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you'll hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Keeping the the spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, in our conversation with Dr. Gerard Lamero, the author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models, continues. Gerard, the recent news that came out regarding Professor Neil Ferguson, the academic whose modeling evidence has been central to not just, Boris Johnson's coronavirus strategy, but dare I say, for strategies in France, Germany, and the U.S. too, the World Health Organization. Now, what people need to understand with Neil Ferguson is that when you hear that name, lest you forget, you have to associate him with the founding, along with his colleagues, of the Imperial College, the MRC Center for Global Infectious Disease Analysis. Now, these are the same people that gave us those incredible models for global warming. And if we went by that and all the fear-monging they tried to do in concert with one former Vice President Al Gore, our world should be well underwater and at least half the population gone by now. But that hasn't happened. So it goes back to what I said earlier. If you can't deliver the goods and you say all this stuff is going to happen, you know, what changed that kept his model or made his model ineffective? Was there any major shift in the way people lived? Did the moon and the sun change directions? What happened to cause such...
Yes. We have models, climate change models and COVID models that have never been verified. Mm-hmm. You know, inherent in forecast model are things like differential equations, things like exponential factors and equations with exponential terms in them. And anybody who's heard about the word exponential knows it means it grows quickly.
Exactly.
And so if you tune the knobs at the bottom of the model, at the opening of the model, you tune the assumptions just a slight amount off, they go wild. And you have models that no one should rely on for public policy. These models, like the Washington model and others, I do not consider them verified.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I try to verify my models before I do anything. I look and say, okay, if it predicts this on April 5th, what happened on April 5th?
Yes.
And if it doesn't match, to me, that's not verified. And if you look at some of these models that we based public policy on in the United States and also they did in UK, for example, these were not verified models. And by the way, the climate change models have not been verified either. They're wild guesses.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. they should not be used. This type of modeling should not be used for public policy. Only things that are verified, things that we can rely on, things that if you go back and replay their data on previous data, you get to the point that matches reality. If it doesn't match reality, the model is not much good. I mean, it can tell you broad trends. It can say it's going up, it's going mm-hmm. down, it's not doing anything. And those broad trends might be correct. But to put numbers on, say you're going to have 2.2 million deaths in the United States is absurd. Because that's not going to happen.
Okay, let me make sure the people are understanding and they get the big headline out of this. That is that the models that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the President of the United States and other scientists in our country are using are faulty at best, inaccurate in terms of their performance. That's obvious because the numbers keep changing so dramatically. So that's what we can conclude, is that the models they're using are not only ineffective, but they're just flat out wrong.
Well, they're not verified with real data so that they can put confidence in their public policy decisions.
But they're making public policy with confidence.
And I believe that's a mistake.
Right. And so this is what people see. This is the problem that people need to understand with a lie, either overt or, a lie by omission in some sort of way or some miscalculation.
Or by ignorance.
But see, people understand in time that something's wrong here, that it doesn't, it's not right. It's kind of like I had this conversation with somebody else. When I grew up, the big fear deal was reefer madness, right? That all this stuff was going to happen with your kids. For anybody that smoked pot, your kids were going to be born with three heads and, your babies were going to die. It was all this crazy mess. Then you had the reality of American citizens going to Vietnam, and you had this grand experiment and involvement with cannabis in Vietnam, and soldiers came back and were going, but for marijuana, I'd really be a mess or whatever. There's anecdotal feedback coming back that countered the model and the information that we grew up with. So that anecdotal information went into the impressions and the perception of cannabis in this country, and now it's to the point where the government has had to reluctantly say, okay, we have to legalize it because the oppression and that idea of reefer madness has run its course because it's no longer valid. It doesn't hold muster, as they say.
That's right. And I'll tell you what my conclusions are looking, by the way, I downloaded data from all over the world and I ran my own model months ago. And my model's been a whole lot more accurate than a lot of other ones.
We're talking the model for COVID-19.
Right,
before we're talking
right.
Yes. Okay.
Right. I did that in addition to my normal presidential model, which I'm also running as we speak, too. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I found was that, we needed to protect people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the thrust of the activity in that area. Let's face it, if you're over 75, if you're obese people seem to take it much more difficultly, with more mm-hmm. difficulty.
Right.
If you have high blood pressure, that's a bad factor. That's a comorbidity factor.
Right.
And so there are several of these factors plus age which tell you if you get it, you're in serious trouble, you may die.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's the people who might need ventilators. But mm-hmm. we don't need ventilators for the entire population. I made a joke on a radio show a couple months ago and said, I predict that we're going to be selling a lot of
ventilators.
Ventilators, exactly.
Yes.
They may be vibrating in the process of using them. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
But the ventilators, we'll be selling them on eBay real cheap because we're going to have too many. And look at all the beds that the Army Corps of Engineers was good enough to build quickly for us, and those two Comfort and Mercy ships from the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and all of these unused facilities and capabilities because the models, some of the models had the wrong assumptions on how many hospital beds we had.
Right. But some of these things that you're pointing out, though, just on the surface should be common sense, just like you said with nursing homes. Nursing homes being so vulnerable, we already saw what happened in the upper northwest in Washington there. And then you have the governor of New York depositing people with COVID into nursing homes. What are you thinking? What a disconnect from common sense and logic there.
And also the data we're getting is that younger people, younger kids, do quite well. They don't get sick. They don't transmit it very well. So why did we close all the schools?
Exactly.
Can anybody explain that to me? Because I think it's public policy based on unverified, faulty, at best, models.
Well, let me ask you this in terms of modeling in these kids that are now being quarantined. Are they not an excellent source for herd immunity?
Oh, absolutely.
So now we've reduced herd immunity by quarantining our kids, so we're defeating the purpose.
Yeah, well, we're strung out how long it's going to take to filter its way through the population and build up the immunity and that. And we may very well have much better immunity than we even realized because there was no way to test 330 million people.
Right.
And that's why certain areas don't have any deaths at all or minimal in that. But I basically think that we made policy on models that were not verified, and that's a mistake. And I think the best thing, if I had the ear of the president right now, is open up the country and encourage the governors to do the same.
Exactly.
And certainly masks and social isolation are just not needed, unless
right.
you're in a nursing home.
So 20 seconds left. Bottom line, your models that have been consistent from day one, what are you projecting? We got 15 seconds left.
It's going to peter out and probably not come back in a second wave in the fall. The economy should come back whenever we allow the economy to turn on, and we need to do that right away.
Exactly.
Or damage is going to be hard to take.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is entirely conceivable this fall. Testifying by video call to a Senate hearing, the NIH veteran said states reopening too quickly could make that outbreak worse.
If that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney's contradicting President Trump's claims about success in making more virus testing available, saying he finds the U.S. testing record, as Romney puts it, nothing to celebrate whatsoever. U.S. cases have now exceeded 1,350,000, with more than 80,000 deaths from the virus. Some Democrats in the House are not ready to back a new coronavirus stimulus package yet. Progressive leaders say they need more time to go over the bill, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and with us the truth pursuer himself, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, the one and only James Herson. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing well. You know, I'm trying. You know, the gym is closed, and we're locked down deep in California. And we, you know, but it's, I was thinking about it. They come with these statistics that say that if you're fat, you have more problems if you get the coronavirus, and the sunshine is killing the coronavirus, and our governor says, stay indoors and gain weight. Now, I'm just trying to figure that out. So I've been trying to figure out a home workout, you know, to avoid the weight gain, but then you just have to sneak outside.
Well, the governor's just trying to thin the herd a little bit, I think, you know, when you got, 14 counties in California that have no incidence whatsoever of COVID-19, but they're shut down. I mean, you've got Tesla say, hey, we're packing our bags, we're out of here, sucka. And, you know, you can't blame them for all the people that are in pain. I mean, this is the serious issue. Is America is in pain, and they're getting to the point, as you can tell, because they are storming the citadels in the Capitol step buildings around the country, not just in California, saying enough of this stuff. We need to reopen Main Street.
Well, that's exactly right. And look, one of the things, and that's the title of my article, actually. And so one of the things, I've just been really feeling for, and there's a lot of people suffering because of the downturn economy, and it really does cause more problems and more deaths in society than the coronavirus could ever do, because there's empirical evidence that shows that when unemployment increases, that addictions to alcohol, to opioids, to drugs, domestic violence, suicides, mental illness, all of those things increase proportionately. And we're heading towards 20% unemployment. And this is staggering numbers that will cause deaths. But the first front lines of those that suffer the economic ravages are what I'm calling Main Street USA, small businesses.
Exactly. No, they're devastated.
And the people, there are many of these people, they've worked for decades to build up a business. They don't have real payrolls. Maybe their family is, you know, basically helping out. They split the cash register, and they live hand to mouth. Mm-hmm. And these are, when I say Main Street, if you go down the Main Street of Old Town in cities and small towns, their Main Street, I mean, what you see are these ghost towns with these stores, and there's one after another that there is no sensible, rational reason that Walmart can be in business and operate, and these small businesses can't. And on top of everything else, these small businesses that provide almost half the jobs in America were not taken care of by the big expenditure packages that were passed by Congress, because those packages are set up for forgivable loans to companies that have payroll. So you kind of have to have 50, 100 employees to get in the front of the line on those payroll protection things. And they're being basically retailed out by banks that are approved by the SBA, and SBA bureaucrats are running that program, and they're all adding things that weren't in the law and making it hard for people to get the money who are small businesses. So it's worked out. The vast majority, anecdotally, people I talk to that have retail shops and restaurants and businesses, they haven't been able to get any money.
Exactly.
And so many are teetering on going under and never coming back.
James, in some cases, they're already gone, or maybe they're just days away, and the government is making, you know, plans in such a way. Nancy Pelosi staying at home eating ice cream. You know, there's no sense of urgency. And then she comes out and says, oh, the president's not doing anything. Wait a minute. You know, we're not even sure where the money that we've already put out into the system, where it sits right now, and what kind of net effect we're having. And as you point out, the big companies that already have relationships with the banks, and you know, it's a slam dunk kind of deal, and it didn't go off as smoothly as they thought, because, you know, we're a bit unrealistic to think that we're going to push through, you know, billions of dollars through a pipeline that's used to handling, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not like this. I mean, this really pushed the system beyond measure, did it not?
Well, and that's the intention. It is shocking, really, to me, to hear Democrats and their media allies actually criticizing those that want to reopen the country and talking about these indefinite lockdowns that will damage the country irreparably. But the reason they're cheerleading it is twofold. One is they see it as a political advantage to beat Trump and to maintain the House. And secondly, they see it, the ones on the far left, see it as part of their New Green Deal socialist communist goals to control people, to clean the air and water, and to get people prepped and more dependent on government. It's that Cloward-Piven strategy that
exactly
developed at Columbia University in the 60s to overload and crash the economy so that you can implement socialist policies.
Yeah, you got to destroy the status quo, James. And this is what we are. I mean, we have played into the hands of the socialists, and AOC and the rest of them are jumping up and down, just kind of smiling, going, look at, hey, you know, they did this to themselves. But, you know, look who we listen to, though, James. And even Dr. Birx has come out and, you know, let the CDC know in so many words that she didn't appreciate the way they had inflated the numbers. And look, our information initially via Dr. Birx and Anthony Fauci came from the Imperial College that you and I talked about weeks ago. So here it is. We got, you know, caca in, caca out. We got bad information. The information has been corrupt. They scared, if it was possible, they scared the president and the leadership into thinking that the only way out of this was to shut down the country. And I know it was incredible for President Trump to even consider it, but the fact of the matter is politically, as you said, the mainstream media, the cabal with the Democratic Party, they put all kinds of pressure on, and this shutdown of America is brought to you by Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, and the rest of the cabal, along with the, you know, the DNC and MSNBC, CNN, the mainstream media, you know, and they have successfully shut down this country, and they have successfully put small business out of business. And this is not going to, we could only hope that it was going to hockey stick, you know, up very dramatically, but it's not going to happen that fast, James. We're losing so much momentum every day that this continues to be thrust upon the American people.
Well, you know, you brought up Dr. Birx. I mean, Dr. Birx was so mad. She really put some deep wrinkles into her scarf because it wasn't just a little bit of inflation. Even she, who is being very circumspect, said that the cases and the deaths were inflated by 25%.
That's a huge number.
So she says we can't trust them anymore, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we can't trust the media anymore because they refuse to report that not only have we flattened the curve, we're falling off the curve. The number of infections, according even to the inflated numbers, are down. The number of deaths are way down. The president had tweeted that today. Mm-hmm. But in addition, they won't report, for example, Georgia's probably the earliest state to open. They've been open for more than 2 weeks. And everyone predicted disaster.
Exactly.
President Trump.
I'll tell you what, James. We got to go to break. I want to pick that up. That's most important. We need to talk about Governor Kemp. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, in our conversation with James Hirschen, New York Times best-selling author, media and legal analyst. James, you were saying just before the break, that, look at post 2 weeks since Georgia, with much, I would say, condemnation, and I was even surprised that President Trump went after Governor Kemp the way he did, because I saw Governor Kemp being a little bit of that canary in the coal mine. Let's see what happens as the great experiment. But he really, you know, attacked him. But what's, you know, the people need to understand what's happened with Georgia since they opened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and 2 weeks is the magic number. It's more than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like 16 days. And they've had the best numbers. They improved being open, having their restaurants open, having their bars open, having their stores open, opening up the economy with all the risk. You got to give Kemp a lot of credit because mm-hmm. there's risk there. And the long knives were out of the media. They were watching, scrutinizing. You can just imagine what the Democratic Party in Georgia was doing.
Oh, nuts.
And they're probably out there trying to inflate those numbers, but they didn't happen. They predicted that they would spike, just like the intellectual class predicted that Sweden would fail.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweden never locked down. And Sweden is way below what the CDC projected and others projected. And so we now we're getting the data. Texas is partially open. Tennessee, I think we have as many as 30 states that are in states of opening. And it's working out the opposite. Surprise, mm-hmm. surprise.
And James, they keep moving the goalposts. I mean, from day one, they keep moving. And I guess the final reveal of all this is that Bill Gates et al. Wants everybody vaccinated. This is the line that we're being pushed into, is that you're going to get vaccinated. If not, you're going to pay a price.
Yeah, and the other, yeah, that's the ultimate goal of Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation for, and he's telegraphed that for years and years, and the international public health frauds, which the World Health Organization is the premier fraudulent, corrupt organization, a hand sock puppet for communist China. They're all talking about this mandatory vaccination, and over again on the social media and on the street and at these protests, people say, no way.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Well, people need to take a stand on this because this is what's going to happen. I mean, you know, we have a choice whether or not we want to get vaccinated by the flu. I got to tell you, the last time I got the flu, it preceded a vaccination shot.
But be wary of this talk of tracing and testing, or
yes,
should say testing and tracing,
mm-hmm,
because believe it or not, Bobby Rush, a congressman from Illinois, has proposed legislation for grant money to go for testing and tracing that allows people to go into individual homes and quarantine people. And by the way, interestingly, the bill's number, and I kid you not, is 666. Now, are they tweaking us? Are they trolling us?
Yeah.
Why in the world would they allow a number like that?
Oh, of course.
And Bobby Rush, being a super far lefty, a male Ocasio-Cortez, now that doesn't mean that bill is necessarily going to pass, but it is something that should be
it's curious. No
by
doubt about it.
People.
So what do they do?
So,
are they going to come in and they're going to put a tape around your doorknob that cannot be broken and cannot be unsealed until they come in? You know, kind of like what they do, what the utilities companies do when they lock down your meter?
Well, we'll probably find out first here in California, where Governor Newsom is putting together an army of 20,000 people to be, quote, tracers.
Yes.
Now, by the way, they keep screaming about testing. Testing doesn't prevent anyone from getting the illness. Mm-hmm. Testing then lets the government find out who has it.
Yeah.
And once they have the information of who has it, then they start the tracing. Mm-hmm. So if Bill tests positive, they're going to go to Bill and ask Bill, where have you been and
yes,
who have you been with in the last 14 days? I don't know how long it'll go back.
Yeah.
And then they go and talk to those people. And everyone that's had whatever they consider the inappropriate contact is then forced into quarantine. There was one official in Ventura County who says, well, we should move people into special housing if they test positive for corona, kind of like leprosy.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And this
exactly.
guy, he withdrew that. But the fact that somebody would even voice that in America,
mm-hmm,
that is, it's beyond sick.
Well, you had a governor that wanted to move everybody into nursing homes, right, and did so.
They did so in New York and Pennsylvania and Michigan. And what in the world was that about? I mean, that is, if they believe that, as the data says, that this virus is deadly to those over 75, why in the world would you put people infected with a virus in a place where people over 75 live?
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense. In the case of Cuomo, he has a lot of answers to give because he had hospital beds available in Central Park. The Navy brought the hospital ship, the USS Comfort, and he didn't use those and instead killed off thousands of people in nursing homes so that someone on Mother's Day had a big sign that said, Governor Cuomo, you killed my mother.
Yeah, exactly. James, this is part and parcel of all the hysteria, and I'm glad you brought up Governor Cuomo. You need to hold in context here and why the government, why the United States of America shut down. If you listened in the early days of what Cuomo was saying, all the people that were going to be dying, I mean, you envisioned body bags there in Manhattan lying out in the street that they could not take care of. I mean, there was just not enough ventilators. This was going to be an absolute disaster. It did not happen. There was a lot of screaming, but we gave so much credibility and so much compassion towards New York. And it's almost like the reverse of what happened in 9/11. Because of what the first responders did in 9/11, we wanted to bless the fire department, the police officers, and everything. And what happened is we reworked their pension, and not only theirs, but every first responder across the country. And this is what we did again, because I guess New York, unbeknownst to us, is the be-all and end-all of our society. And if New York is threatened like this, then if they need to shut down, then I guess everybody needs to shut down.
Yeah. I mean, this is the shutdown is brainless, arbitrary, and people are seeing
it's dangerous. Exactly. James, real quick, we only got about 3 minutes left, though. I want to get your read on what came down last week. We've been reporting on this for a long time. Sidney Powell has been on with us many, many times. Was just on a day and a half before we got the news that the Justice Department was dropping the case for Michael Flynn. Give us a readout on that.
Well, I'm going to work backwards, because a story that is recent is that, and we see this pattern over and over again. ABC News reported it, that 2,000 Justice Department officials signed a letter, 2,000 deep state officials signed a letter asking for Attorney General William Barr to resign.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the big news is that...
So we can trace them, right? We can trace those 2,000 now.
Yeah.
We should. Just saying.
No, I think they're a wonderful list for the president to say those words he used to say when he was a reality star.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired. but the fact is, this was, this was a wonderful day in American justice. Sidney Powell is a great human being and a great lawyer. Michael Flynn, 33 years of service, a patriotic, good man who was railroaded. And so this thing has partially rectified Michael Flynn's suffering and loss. And he'll, I believe, be made whole eventually. But what it's also done is it brought former President Barack Obama out of hiding.
It sure did, didn't it?
Come out and criticized the president over the virus. He took time from his busy production schedule producing flops at Netflix to come out. And he sounds, from listening to his voice, which leaked out, he sounds nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And the president has tweeted, he should be nervous. And because there are documents now that make at least infer that he knew, in which most people think he was a micromanager, that he knew everything that was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Sidney Powell said as much, too, James.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly.
And the president, Sidney Powell, and people I trust like John Solomon, they all say this is the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be more documents to come. And we are going to see stronger and stronger evidence. But isn't it, it still shocks the conscience to hear the Never Trumpers, the media and the Democrats stand up and lie.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up and lie. Here's their line is, well, he did plead guilty. And therefore, we can't take away. He voluntarily pled guilty. That's a lie.
Right.
He was coerced into pleading guilty with a form of extortion, threatening to prosecute his loving son. And the good man that he is, he would protect his son at any cost.
James, we got to leave it there. To be continued. James Herson, right here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, James.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
you want to give you.